everybody. This is Diana Spies. Thank you for joining me for another episode of Pranava Joy. I am so excited to be here with you and to explore more ways that we can create more space for joy in our lives. Remember, pranava is a Sanskrit word that means space. Sanskrit words, vibrations and frequencies can have multiple meanings, but if we think in terms of prana or life force energy, pranava is the capsule, the space that holds all of life, all of this existence. And the essence of joy, which encompasses absolutely everything. And working on ways to create more space in our life. There are so many ways to do this. And today I'd like to talk to you about a concept that I use with my clients and that I've used in my own life. Even before I had an idea of this concept, and this is what I refer to as calm discipline. When I teach yoga, many times I start a class with just getting comfortable on the floor, and once we find a state of comfort, really witnessing our breath in its fullest and nothing else. Just being there for a moment, having our hands on our body, witnessing the movement of the breath, either through the feeling of the hands or from the inside of the body. And once we connect with this full, deep breath, we then start to add movements. We start to do our physical yoga practice, what we call the asana. And one of the goals here is to sustain this awareness of our breath, this full, deep breath while we are moving our body in action, while we start to activate our skeletal muscles. And our practice on the yoga mat is designed to assist us with our practice off the yoga mat. So as we're moving through our day, as we're moving our body and our life tasks, our we call the AODLs, the activities of daily living, we have choice. The second podcast I did, the remember. We need to remember that we have free will. We have this ability to choose and be the witness. And we remember that we have a choice in how we go about moving. And what's so important to remember is that how we breathe tells all of our trillions of cells how to behave. Now, this practice of behavior, the asana in the physical realm of yoga or our daily activities, disciplines. Our yoga discipline, maybe you also do martial arts, tai chi, any type of art requires discipline or activity. Any skill set that we grow on requires discipline. Now, I think what is most important is when I said it's not what we're doing, it's how we go about it. And that's where the state of calmness. My two podcasts ago, and I talked about rest and relaxation, it's the same thing. The state of calmness, we can find it sitting out on our porch witnessing the sunset. We might find it in a park on a walk. We might find it, you know, playing with our dog. So many different ways that we can bring about the state of calmness or restfulness, but linking that with the concept of discipline is so important in anything that we are working to accomplish in our lives. Now, again, the question is, what's calling to you? What brings you passion and joy and lights you up? Because if it's health, if it's well-being, if it's some sort of skill or task or thing that you've always aspired to do, it's going to take a calm state of discipline. Small things done on a very regular basis. And over a period of time of practicing these things on a regular basis, we start to build on this foundation. You know, putting a foundation down for a house, a brick is a brick. But one brick, and then the next brick, and then the next brick. We start to build this foundation that we can grow on. And before we know it, we start to change effortlessly. And it's so important to know that. We talk about going with the flow. When I'm on a kayak in a river that's flowing and I'm going with the flow, that doesn't mean that I'm not doing anything with my body. I maneuver my oars a little bit. I maneuver my body a little bit to stay in balance, but I'm riding with, which is very different than riding against the current. Many of my clients have come to me recently with this concept of calm discipline and have said that it really has changed their perspective on the things that we're working on a regular basis to rebuild or repair some foundation to their health and well-being. When I work with my personal training clients or my Pilates clients, I say the same thing. The things that we do on a regular basis, a repetitive basis, is what is going to build this physical foundation that allows us to safely start to explore new things. There's a very famous quote about the martial arts. I am much more fearful of a man who has practiced one kick 10,000 times than I am a man who's practiced 10,000 kicks one time. All of our ancients knew this long before we knew about muscle, what we call muscle memory or nervous system memory. Long before we knew anything that we call exercise science or all this fancy equipment that we have, they knew to practice the mechanics, the simple mechanics, on a regular basis. Keep it simple, but do it often. Drink water, but you don't have to take it from one glass 8 times a day to 8 gallons 8 times a day. We need to keep it more simple, and it will help us sustain the state of calm. In my life, before I even knew all the different things that we knew, or I've studied, or all the wonderful things that have come into play when we speak about mindfulness, I started playing basketball in 6th grade, and I went on to play very competitively through high school, became an all-state basketball player, and it just was my passion. You didn't have to ask me to get up to go to basketball practice. I didn't like to get up in the morning, but if it was for basketball, I would get up. My coach said to the team one time when I was really young, 6th grade, that free throws make or break a game most of the time. And I don't know why that stuck with me back then. I do now. But back then, I thought, wow, free throws, huh? No fancy three-pointers or fancy layups or all these other things that we practice, free throws. So as I got closer to my high school years, I started doing 100 free throws a day, no matter what the weather was like. Didn't have a big backyard outside, just enough space to have a basket and measured out a free throw line. Basically, that was about it. 100 a day. Didn't have to ask me to go out and do it. Nobody told me to do it. This wasn't a chore. My coach didn't mandate it. His words stuck with me. And in the rain and in the snow and in the heat, no matter what was going on, maybe I did 25 at a time, 4 times a day. Maybe I did 50-50. Who knows? All kinds of shakeup just to get that 100 in. And when I got to high school, one of the reasons that I think that I was recruited so much is because they would see my free throw percentage. It never got below 96%. And everyone would be like, what? 96%? 97%? 98%? It didn't happen overnight. It happened over many, many years. And it lit me up when my coach said that. And for some reason, it drove me. I love the feel of the leather ball in my hand. I love the rhythm of a free throw. The spin of the ball, the positioning. Could still do the same thing today. Calm discipline. What brings you joy? What excites you? What calls to you? Whatever that is, this is what we roll with. This is where we go. This is the guide. This is the map. We need to practice a state of calm without the tasks, just like the breathing at the beginning of a yoga class without the poses. We set up times in our schedule for calm. We set up a place in our home. We set up moments that we allow ourselves to experience true rest and calm. And then we find what calls to us, and we plan and we journal. How are we going to start adding small things on a regular basis to build our foundation? And we start to link the two. There's going to come days where we get tested. When it was raining outside, when my friends were out playing, I got tested. But I loved it so much. It called to me so much. I did it anyways. Today, I realize why the divine allowed me to hear that statement from my coach so deep in my being. It's opened up channels for me to teach my children. It's opened up awarenesses about myself. When things start to seem like I can't figure it out, don't know what the next best step is, it allows me to remember I have the skill set. Step by step, that's all it takes. Not the fancy, but the persistent. The regular small things that we do. And this calmness, when I got to the free throw line in a championship game and everything was on the line, because I had practiced in my backyard, because I had practiced at practice, because I had been in so many different atmospheres, and because it was something that brings me joy, I knew that come game time, that calmness was going to be right there with me. Whatever lights you up, whatever brings you joy, that's where we go. That's how we know what the next best step is for you. And then we set the game plan. What is your 100 free throws a day? Something you do on a regular basis to work towards what's calling to you. What brings you calm? I had a client say to me that she wrote on her bathroom mirror, calm, discipline. Eating healthy, staying the course, drinking water, making time for rest, making time for exercise, not too much, not too little, making time to enjoy nature. And what's calling to you? I think about my passion for photography. It takes work, but I love to hold the camera in my hand and I love to look at life, all of life, whether it's a bud on a plant, or a bird sitting a certain way on a tree. My photography work allows me to see life so purely. It brings me joy. I have work. It is work. Camera equipment on the backpack is not light. Some days you walk the whole park to get 3 pictures only. Sometimes you walk 10 steps for 30 pictures. You take all of it in stride, and it doesn't faze you because it brings you joy. Calm, discipline. There are so many examples from so many folks, so many stories. Another one I love to use, I like to use movie analogies, The Karate Kid. Mr. Miyagi has 5, 6 black belt young men, way younger than him, more agile, coming at him, not calm, but fierce, not thoughtful, agitated. But over years, decades of his practice and calmness, trimming his bonsai trees, and the repetition of his punches and his kicks and his knowing of energy as he feels his own body move through space, all 5 of those young men, none of them could harm him. These scenes are in movies, whether they're real movies or not, because they're part of the human existence. We know this to be true. And we use movies and TV shows to remind us of our capabilities. All of us have scenes and movies that touched us, just like that sentence my coach stated. Nothing that we are aware of at any given moment is an error. It all is a roadmap pointing you in the direction to the things that bring you pure joy and raise your vibration so high that when the tests come along, you stay the witness, you maintain the calmness, and you more easily say, I see you. I know what this is. I hope that this podcast helps you so much. This is a time right now where we are in a major transition in the whole world with COVID-19 right now. All of us looking at our lives in totally different ways. Many of us conceptualizing what's really important. And there's nothing wrong with that. And whatever comes to you, whatever you aspire for, please practice moments of calm when you're not in the ball game. So that when you are in the ball game, when you are presented with a challenge or a test, these skills are so natural for you, just like Mr. Miyagi, whatever they might be. I'm wishing you only peace and love and joy. The song that I'm playing at the beginning and end of this podcast is titled, We Will Get There. And we will. With calm, discipline. Namaste.